On March 28, the Sunshine Coast Regional District Board, SCRD, approved a $200,000 spend for emergency remediation and upgrades for Catherine Lake Park Road access. That amount was $70,000 higher than the estimate provided for the work in the original agenda for that day's board meeting. The first estimate was released 6 days earlier, on March 22. Road access to the 37-hectare park in SCRD Area A, Pender Harbor, Egmont, has remained closed since mid-February after stormwater drainage issues resulted in sinkholes developing on the driving surface. In an updated report, circulated publicly as the meeting convened, Parks Manager Jessica Huntington explained the cost escalation. The section of the damaged access road spans a significant fish-bearing stream that flows between Garden Bay Lake and Catherine Lake. The creek is fed by a substantial water catchment area, Garden Bay Lake. These factors have influenced the requirements that need to be met for the roadworks, which will include water flow analysis to ensure proper culvert sizing as well as detailed design for temporary water diversions while culvert replacement and road repairs take place. Additionally, engagement of environmental, survey, and engineering professionals is required to meet contemporary provincial guidelines and best practices for in-stream works under the Water Stewardship Act, she wrote. Area A Director Lenord Lee stated that the expanded project scope would help ensure protection of an endangered sockeye salmon population in an area supplied by the creek that passes under the damaged roadway. The updated project funding will come out of the community works, formerly gas tax, fund allocations of regional rural areas Pender Harbor, Half Moon Bay, Roberts Creek and Elphinstone. Each will provide $50,000. The estimated community works fund balances after paying for this project are $275,000 for Pender, just under $1 million in Half Moon Bay, about $1.3 million for Roberts Creek and in the range of $2.2 million in Elphinstone. In support of the funding model approved, Area E Director Donna McMahon stated that costs for destination parks, like Catherine Lake, which are used by residents from throughout the region and attract visitors to the coast, should be funded by all areas.